Welcome. That's right. It's time for the good stuff. It's Kim and Mike Burge out of the heart city of Valentine. We're bringing good stuff to you on Veterans Day as we salute all veterans with our deepest appreciation.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit the Valentine and Cherry County area. Check out 50 things to do at visitvalentine.org. Maybe it's a winter ice fishing trip on the Refuge Lakes or Merritt Reservoir. Maybe just stargazing in the winter when the stars seem to be the brightest. And, of course, the home of the Nebraska Star Party coming up this summer. So your summer vacation right here in Cherry County. Check it out, visitvalentine.org.
And local, national, or international livestock industry news, is that what you're looking for? Livestock auction reports? How about award-winning columnists? Classified ads specific to what you're looking for? Special interest sections and so much more. You know you're talking Tri-State Livestock News, right? You can go to tsln.com and subscribe today. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Well, I thought it might be appropriate today, of course, on Veterans Day to something about saluting our veterans. And one of the best things that I remember is a John Wayne recitation, I guess you would say, of "Why Are You Marching, Son?" So today, I'm not going to do it as well as John Wayne, but the words will maybe hit home. Why are you marching, son? I'd really like to know. Is it because of Valley Forge or perhaps the Alamo? Or one if by land, two if by sea, a trumpet's call, the will to be free? And what of a man who stood straight and tall, who wept silent tears when he saw brave men fall? No matter, no difference, the blue or the gray, all were his brothers, how often he'd pray. And what of Antietam, and now peaceful stream, where the water, blood red, glittered and gleamed? Appomattox, Chickamauga, Vicksburg, Bull Run, Gettysburg, and then Washington. Why are you marching, son? In Flanders' fields, how proud were they, whose forms beneath the poppies lay, men who saw Verdun and died at the Marne, and those who tried the fearful foe of Chateau Thierry, who fought and bled, whose hearts grew weary, but in whose minds one thought kept churning, that the torch of liberty keep burning. Why are you marching, son? The plain swarmed in, and the rising sun glowed fiercely on the evil done, to men whose blood runs through our veins, men who died and whose remains, life forever locked in waters deep. Now, is it right that they should sleep while the warm sea laps at a twisted hall, and see the torch of liberty grow dull? Anzio and the Po, St. Mirglis, Le Mans, Buchenwald, and on the roll is called. And why? Why are you marching, son? Bugles shrilled in the frozen night, and at first dawn the awful sight of seas of men, row after row, left to die on blood-stained snow. Pusong, Suwon, and blood-red ran the swift Yalu. In South Vietnam the big guns roared, and once again we fought a war to honor a pledge our nation gave to help that little country save her people from the certainty that she'd be ruled by tyranny. No matter where the big guns roar, our fighting men like those before take the torch we all hold dear and face freedom's enemies without fear. Our fathers died from sea to sea and blessed the torch of liberty. Why are you marching, son? That was written by John Mitchum and recited in a famous album, I guess, by John Wayne, the only album that he ever did called America, Why I Love Her, today on Veterans Day.
Want to remind everyone, there's probably numerous Veterans Day programs honoring veterans today. Make sure you check your local schedule so you can take advantage and make sure you attend any of these events. Again, we want to send out a salute and a very sincere thank you to all the veterans who have served our country over the many years. You are so appreciated and valued. Wrapping it up today, a little side note. The first grade teacher read the story of Chicken Little to her class. And so Chicken Little went up to the farmer and said, "The sky is falling. The sky is falling." The teacher paused, then asked the class, "And what do you think the farmer said?" A little girl raised her hand excitedly. "Holy moly, a talking chicken."
All right. Happy Veterans Day, everyone. Keep listening to the good stuff.